This is CliffCentral.com.
They better respect my call. Yeah, God bless. Enemy, he won't fit test my soul. He won't fit test. Yeah, yeah. I fell, I sinned, I prayed for forgiveness. You're strong in my weakness, I share in your riches. My days are the darkest, feel like a target. This trial is a lesson, I'm battling depression, no job. Oh, I'm fitness, the almighty one. Me, I see the revelation. Yeah, no words for the pain, but I overcame the battle. Lord, take away the sorrow, find hope for tomorrow, oh job.
Man, I walk at the fire like murder. And I give thanks to the Savior. When Babylon, they fear for me the paper. My soul, Lord, it's not for purchase. Father, never reject my call. Never reject my call. Enemy, he won't feed this, my soul. He won't feed this.
Oh Lord, all this trouble got me laying low. My mama looking at me like, baby, just stay strong. The exegesis of Genesis, show the nemesis. How we worked out a plan to get Adam kicked up the premises. The only Eden we got off was a strong drink. My dreams are claustrophobic and this walls are closing in. I hope the Lord don't turn away when I call a name. If I'm to make it past 25, you better walk with me.
Man, I walk at the fire like murder. And I give thanks to the Savior. When Babylon, they fear for me the paper. My soul, Lord, it's not for purchase. Father, never reject my call. Never reject my call. Enemy, he won't feed this, my soul.
Right, welcome to the Gilmore Tea Vibe here on Cliff Central. So today I have very exciting individuals. These people are my friends, I think, I hope. I'll hear from them later on. But they're also award-winning individuals. So maybe I'm not claiming them because they've won awards, but I'm claiming them because I've always claimed them. And I'm going to claim them more because of these awards that they've won. So I think a few weeks back, I spoke to Simon Mambazo about the Bulawayo Arts Awards, which were happening in Bulawayo in Zimbabwe. And it's one of the biggest, if not the biggest, awarding ceremony in Zimbabwe. So I attended one this past weekend, last Saturday, and incredible. I've never seen such an event in Zimbabwe, and that's one of the biggest platforms ever. It was lit, for lack of a better word. But a lot of people came through from across Zimbabwe dressed up. And these two people, one of them is called Tafadzwa. I call him Tafadzwa, but he's called Asef those that don't know him. But if you call him Asef, shame, you don't have a personal relationship with him. And this one is called Nomashawe Gazi, but a lot of people call her Lady Chawe. Welcome, guys.
What up?
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to have you guys.
It's good to be finally on the
Gilmore TV. The Gilmore TV, yes. Yes.
So awesome.
It's been a long time coming.
It's been a long time. I've been pushing them aside because sometimes I try to throw some shade because I'm the king of shade. Yeah. So yeah, I throw shade and I'm like, let me put these ones aside.
No, but the timing now is right, don't you?
Timing is right, huh?
The timing is perfect.
It's
a celebration.
It's a celebration. Congrats on the awards.
Thank you.
Chawe, you
so
won.
Much. Outstanding theater actress.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the award that I really wanted to be nominated for this year, funny enough. But I think God's grace just knows how to put every piece of the puzzle together and alignment and all those things. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Outstanding theater actress.
So, if you're not won it, whom did you want to win? How many of you? Just give me the names of the two people.
Agnes and Memory.
So, if you're not won it, whom do you think should have won it?
Agnes.
Why?
Okay, we were nominated for the same play, and she killed her character. So she was acting as a, what do you call this? As a man.
All right.
And she was very, she nailed the whole characteristic of her character, and she was guys, English is failing me today. It's just really not my day, but she nailed everything that she needed to nail for the character to come out and to be alive. And when you looked at her on stage, you wouldn't think that's a female, you know, playing that role. She made it so believable. So for me, I would have been so happy and so at peace if she won it.
But you won it.
But I won it.
So we can blow the trumpet though.
We can blow the trumpet. Yay!
No, I mean bravo to everyone who's nominated, because I feel like if you're nominated, it means you're outstanding in some way.
That's true.
But then it's just the award then that sort of like sets you apart from everyone
that's
else.
True.
But
that's
everyone
true.
Else was nominated.
Yeah, that's true. That's
so you're
true.
The king of hip hop in Bulawayo now, we have to say.
Something like that.
Something like
I think it takes a bit more work.
Uh-huh.
Because if it's based on an award, I don't think that's fair enough. It should be based on the work that you put in.
Okay, so but this year you're the king of hip-hop.
You can say that. Well, Gilmore said it.
He's the king. So A$AP is the king of hip-hop. Mm. I mean, I'm not throwing shit at T-Wonder, CSK, Muse, Calvin. I mean, there's always next time, gentlemen. But then he's the king of hip-hop. So you all need to bow down now.
Okay, something
right?
like that.
Something. Oh, by the way, he has a track called Mambo.
There is a song called Mambo.
Mambo. Yes.
The craziest thing about that song, it was such a gamble recording it because of the attitude that it brings, mm-hmm. that if I had lost, like we're talking in the studio, like if you had lost this award, bro, you would have needed a lot of confidence mm-hmm. to push a song called Mambo.
Listen,
without the award, but but that's why I had to bring it back to the point where I was going through I knew that I'm good,
yes.
but now I needed to realize, why am I good?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because people tell me I'm good? Is it because uh-huh. I win awards? Why? You uh-huh. see what I'm saying? So. Yeah. That track, I'm just happy that the stars aligned the way they did.
Even the awards have got stars. They've got 3 stars, right?
Yeah.
So everything is aligning.
So I'm glad they aligned the way they did. Now uh-huh. I can drop Mambo.
Yes. And you know what? For me, one of the most humble thing ever, the awards, I saw your dad when you won an award.
Yeah.
He stood up there and I bumped into him in the backstage.
Yeah.
And he had so many nice things to say about you. Obviously, you're the daughter, but he was just very much proud of you. The same as you, your parents were both there.
Yeah.
And possibly, have they ever been to any awarding ceremony or event where you were performing?
Yeah, they come to all of them.
Okay.
The first BAAs, the Skies Metro Awards, they were there. But this one, there was something different about these ones. Even from the performance, there was something totally different about these ones.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they come out to these shows, it kind of gives them a bit more faith when they see you doing good.
Yeah.
When they see you winning the award, or they see how well the rest of the room responds to you when you're on stage. They're like, oh yeah, this is my son. You see what I'm saying? Because when it's at home, they just know, okay, he goes for shows. He does kalawa.
It makes it worthwhile. Mm-hmm. And it puts sense into the whole thing. Because
mm-hmm.
I know for me, with my parents, yes, they're supportive. Yes, they know that she goes to do shows. Sometimes I come home like at 2 a.m. and everything. And they're at peace with that.
Yeah.
But then there are moments when they ask you, where is the money? You know?
Exactly.
How is this making sense for you? You know, when are you going to be appreciated for the hard work that you put in?
Mm-hmm.
And for me to actually, when my name was announced that I was the winner, I was so blown away by the people who stood up
for me, clapping hands for me.
Yeah. And I was like, wait a minute, you guys know me?
you guys actually...
support me, like, you know, I know I've got friends that support me, you know, mm-hmm. I've got that circle and those family that support me and everything, but I didn't know that there were people in Bulawayo who actually knew Lady Chawe, and I'm hearing people scream Chawe, and I was so blown away, and most importantly, I was so humbled by that just thing to
say
people stood up as I was going onto that stage to receive my accolade.
No one threw a bottle at you.
No one threw a bottle. No one threw shade. You know. Well, we'll wait for Gilmore. But
I won't throw shade.
And it was. I think for both of us, and I think I'm even speaking for ASAP, for both of us, for our parents to be there, knowing the background that both our parents.
Yeah, because I was actually going to touch on the background.
Yeah, both our parents are at. It made so much sense. It put the sense into the work.
Yes, of course.
For everything, like all these years that we've been hustling and grinding, that award in of itself is validation that we're doing what we're called to do.
Right. Yeah. But as I say, I think also the most important thing is for you to validate yourself.
Yes.
I mean, you can win an award and anyone else can win an award, but not that I'm taking anything away from these awards, but I'm saying once you know that you are good at what you do, that's the most important thing, because it can lead to connecting the stars that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Take me through the process when you were on stage and everyone is just up dancing to you performing, because I think that's you and T-Wonder, that was like
that was
the most
crazy,
outstanding performances. And the poets and the women of valor.
Women of valor.
Yes, I mean, take me through the process. How is it like when you're performing and everyone else is responding and they're singing along to music?
To be honest, for me, when I go on stage, there won't be much work being done. All the work comes during rehearsal and during the moments actually before.
Yeah.
Because I'm that type of person, before I go on stage, I go deep into my mind and I try and focus and visualize everything that I want. So that by the time I walk onto stage, my mind is clear and I'm just, I'm acting out what I already saw.
But the feedback obviously from people sort of like contributes to you, because imagine you're singing and then people are just like, what is this lady doing and this ASAP doing? But the feedback from people.
I think after that, when we're now getting to that last chorus and everyone just got on their feet, that was fire for me, was something amazing, I won't lie. It's really nice that we get to create things that make people feel so strong, you know what I mean? So that was just...
And both of you performed.
Yes,
I performed with my sister's Women of Valor, and that was so amazing. So rehearsals for us were great. The band was great. So the band was always on point.
The band, though.
No, we'll talk about the band. So the band was always on point during rehearsals. But our vocals, at times at rehearsals, they were bad. We were not in sync and everything. But on the night, we were backstage. We had just changed. We had come from the red carpet. So we were backstage changing and everything. And we just decided to pray. And because, not because we're a gospel group or anything, but that's our lifestyle. So we pray before any performance. And we all got into that mode of like, guys, it's really not about us. I may sound super spiritual right now, but it's really about God and in everything, you know? And we're like, we're just gonna leave everything on the stage and we just pray, like whatever we do, we've done our best that is humanly possible. Now God just takes over. And then we got onto that stage. We were in sync, vocals, harmonies, everything was on point. We looked good.
Like, I saw Destiny's Children, not child on that stage.
We all enjoyed ourselves. Like, when we got off, and Tawanda was now coming in, when we got off and we went straight to the changing room, we all just had like this shout of victory in the changing room backstage, and we were screaming, and we did another prayer of thanksgiving, because for us, it was one of our first times being introduced to Bulawayo as a whole, as women of that. I mean, they've heard of us, they've seen us as individuals, you know, and stuff, but as a group and as a collective, it was the first time that people are like, whoa, this girl, man, like, don't sleep on these women, like, don't sleep on us. And it was just, it was amazing. And the feedback also from people in the audience are like, oh, that was amazing. We didn't even know you guys existed, which was a plus for us, because if it's your first time, you need to leave such a mark.
Come on now, you're preaching.
Yeah, so yeah.
Listen, we're going to take a commercial break, actually. We're going to play a song by ASAP, and we'll be back soon with more on the background of these artists I'll be talking to. If you have Wi-Fi, rather, you can just go on the internet. It's www.cliffcentral.com, or you can download the Cliff Central application on Android, on your iOS, and any other phone. We only know Android and iOS, but yay, we'll be back soon after this. Right, welcome back. I'm still with ASAP and Lady Chawe, the award-winning ASAP and the award-winning Lady Chawe. Are you guys going to change your names on Facebook and on Twitter, and you're going to write award-winning ASAP, award-winning Lady Chawe?
I've already changed on Twitter, like, you know, the profile thingy.
Oh, hey.
And put award-winning actress.
Yeah.
And when I did that, it was really such a,
it felt good.
It felt good, and it hit me like, yo, actually,
I am.
Like, I was nominated last year, and then I got nominated again this year, and I was just like, a nomination in of itself is amazing. But a win is like,
it's major.
Wow, it's humbling, guys. Like, I don't know if humbling is even the perfect word to describe, but it's so humbling.
Yeah. And you know, I'm gonna tell a story. So I called ASAP earlier, and then I was like, I'm coming home, I'm coming to see you. And then he's like, when he answered the phone, he's like, award winning ASAP, hello.
That's not true.
And then I was like, that's okay, definitely well, not those true.
Sounds like
now.
ASAP. Sounds like something that he would do.
Really?
Yeah. So even on Twitter, apparently, when he tweets something at the end, he writes award winning ASAP.
It's not my signature.
But listen, you come from a very, both of you come from a Christian background. Yeah. But I wanna hear more of you, ASAP. Being in the hip-hop sector, there's a lot of expectations. I mean, first of all, you come from a very Christian background, where your parents are very prayerful beings, they're pastors, they have a huge role in church, and their son comes out and says, I want to do hip-hop. I mean, how has been that in terms of from the Christian world, and also from those in the world? Because I know the Christian world has a lot of drama, too, in the world, too.
To be honest, I think I got out of... because I used to do gospel hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when I started to feel the first inch of pressure,
mm-hmm.
I just walked away.
Oh.
Because I knew that I didn't want to put myself under any false pretenses, mm-hmm. or put myself unnecessary pressure, mm-hmm. to live up to people's images.
Mm-hmm.
So I initially just backed away from it, so that for my parents even to see that, yes, I still love you, yes, I still am your son, but yeah. I don't want the pressure of being called a gospel hip-hop artist.
All right.
Especially in a small town like Bulawayo,
mm-hmm.
because yeah. many things can be, life is just interesting.
But
so with them, I think it was something that they also had to grow with me into.
Okay.
And just to make sure that I'm not out doing crazy things, mm-hmm. but I'm chasing what is in my heart and I'm working hard for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because as long as it makes sense, why would they support it?
Yeah, but then we can't still run away from society. Society has a lot of expectations from you. You're coming across as like, I'm the pastor's son, so mm-hmm. the pastor's son should be chilling with Makandiwa or Magaya or those kind of people.
For me, I'm that one of those people who, society, whatever they want, it's up to them.
Mm.
They can have it.
Mm.
But I know what my life is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going... Obviously, there are those people that we want to be respectful towards.
Mm-hmm.
But then, if you're not putting food in my plate, you're not cooking my salsa.
No.
You see what I'm saying? Oh, at the end of the day, I can't really limit myself or bind myself to your thoughts and expectations.
Okay.
Not in any rude way. I'll be kind to everybody.
Okay.
But I'll never ever let someone else tell me how to live my life.
That's his word. Lady Chawe, I'm thinking it's a different story for you because you're also an actress.
Yes.
And sometimes you have roles where you have to be kissing somebody. Oh, well, you love kissing people.
Oh, wow. I've seen really, you in a lot Gomo? Of things.
So, just give me a bit of how, you know, your Christianity, your beliefs falls into this, or how what you do falls into your Christianity.
I think being raised by pastors has grounded me,
mm.
In terms of like my morals and everything. It has grounded me to being a person who is, I know what is right,
mm-hmm.
and if I set my mind on something,
mm-hmm.
I don't falter. On it. I'm not going to be easily swayed. So if mm-hmm. Gilmore comes to me and says, so Chawe, let's do this, and the opposite is what I stand by,
mm-hmm.
I'm not just going to easily do it because Gilmore said come and do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it has helped me in this arts industry as a whole in Bulawayo, because there's so many forces and factors that come in trying to change you into mm-hmm. being someone that you're really not, you know, and people come in to say, why don't you try this to be a better actress?
Exactly, they bait you with success.
Really?
You
know? Yeah.
So, and they really bait you with these things. And I'm so grateful to be born into the Christian family that I was born into,
mm-hmm.
to being a PK. Like, I embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. The expectations in the church alone are just crazy.
It's a lot, huh?
It's a lot. There's a lot that they expect from you as a pastor's kid.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, my parents have taught us to be independent thinkers. So me and my sister are so independent in how we think,
mm-hmm.
what we think for our own lives and mm-hmm. the course that we want to take.
Nice.
And if it was wavering off and my parents think, nah, you're probably going to be bitten by a snake if you go this way.
But do they correct you most of
they
the time?
They do.
They're always there.
They're always there to correct, but they're also always there to just let us make those mistakes.
Which is, I think that's the most important thing that we need to allow our kids, just in case when you have kids. I think you need to allow your kids to just make their own mistakes and choose their own paths, so that they learn from that.
I mean, I agree with you, because when I went to varsity, I initially wanted to do journalism and I wanted to be a theater critic.
Mm.
So I really wanted to just write and go to plays and critique and write my own, you know, critique on the plays and everything. Mm-hmm. But in my first semester of journalism, I realized I love writing,
mm-hmm.
but I don't like being on the other side of the stage. Mm-hmm. I want to be on the stage.
Yeah.
You know, be it acting, poetry, singing, dancing, whatever it is, so long as I'm doing something on the stage, I'm happy.
That's where you are now.
And that's where I'm at now. And when I told my parents that, they were so happy.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing that they said was, so long as you come home with that degree.
Mm.
If you wanted to do medicine, if you wanted to do botanics or biology, whatever it is, or zoology or something.
Wow.
Whatever it is.
Or zoology.
So, yeah, you know, whatever it is, come home with that degree.
Yeah.
And that for me was them saying the world is your oyster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do what you feel is good for you, and we will support you. And they have been supporting me. And so, to answer your question, I know I've digressed just a bit.
Yeah, she's preaching now. I think the past going deep.
The pastor now is showing.
To answer your question, because I digressed just a bit, how have I embodied everything as a Christian into my artistry and stuff? Staying true to myself.
All
right. Yes, sometimes I will have roles where I have to kiss someone.
Which you like, I'm sure. Wow. Yes, yes, anyway, that's my point.
I guess it depends on who she's kissing.
Well, there's that too, but it's the degree of it, you know, as well. I mean, I've had to kiss someone on Zambezi Express, and my parents are seated right there with.
Didn't they also go?
With my pastors, with my bishop, senior pastor, they're sitting watching, and all of them are like, oh, you did great.
You kissed well. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah. But the thing is also, they began to appreciate that there's an art to such things. Mm. You know, we get taught, we get taught how to show the necessary emotions for a certain act on stage or for the camera. Mm. So now they know that if I'm kissing Gilmore on set, it doesn't mean that I have feelings for Gilmore.
Yeah, yeah,
like they know that when you really, that's it.
And of course, maybe you might have like a little bit of feelings for that person, but hey, it's okay.
Yeah, let's go on. It's life, guys. It's life. But I mean, in essence, that's what it is. So just knowing who I am, staying true to myself, above everything, I'm a Christian first before I'm an actress. Artist.
Oh. Come on now.
So that's what it is. Mm. And being a Christian doesn't mean I cannot perform on certain platforms. If it's something that is conflicting with my faith, then I step back.
Yeah.
But if it isn't, then and I know that whatever I'm doing, because whatever I'm doing, be it acting or poetry or dancing or singing, is a testament of God through that.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I was going to say that I think also as young Christians, what we there's a lot of us, we need to realize that we're given a talent, and sometimes our calling is not to serve in the church.
Yes.
Our calling is to serve to the world.
To the world.
So you find that through your poem, your poetry, you are inspiring the world, the world out there, and through the radio that I'm doing, through your music, other people are going to come to you. There's a lot of young people that look up to you, Asaph, obviously.
So
and I had a lot, of, I mean, your speech was like, yeah, young people, blah. Tell me also about your influence with the young people that you work with, like the feedback they give you, and how you feel you have a role to play with within the young people's society.
It's kind of like what Lady Chawe says, when you're a pastor's kid, even from when you're in church, from Sunday school, everybody expects you to know all the verses, just to be the first volunteer. And every so I think from a young age I just had that, and my dad used to speak it over me a lot to say, you're going to be a leader, you're born to be a leader, you're born to be a leader. So I see that I'm still yet to figure out where the destination that I'm leading people to. But I know that
I sounding
have,
very
true. No, no. But then I know that I have when people look to you or you see that, okay, I say this is cool and people think it's cool.
Yeah.
It comes with a certain responsibility.
Yeah.
So whatever I feel is good and that I feel like I can get people to be influenced in this direction, I go for it.
Right.
Whether it's voting, let's get the young people to vote.
Yeah.
If it's let's do this, if there's something that comes up and says let's do this for the young people, and I find it's good, that's what I'm gonna use it for.
Exactly.
You see what? So that's basically what I feel I'm called to do. Now I wanted to go back to something that we've spoken about earlier. The problem is when you get to that point of saying, you know what, from the church, I just want to. My art is for the world.
Yeah.
The church throws you away.
Oh yeah, they do.
You see what I'm saying? They do. So at the end of the day, you have many people who feel like they can't go back to church because they are doing worldly things.
All right. But you see what I'm saying? The thing is, like, I have a question.
But the influence doesn't go.
No, I have a question on that, because the thing is that we live in the world. We're born in the world.
Yeah.
But then we're not off it. Yeah. So then where should we then influence if we're not going to influence in the world?
Yeah.
That's my question.
I think for me, in as much as we can influence the world at large, but we also need to influence those people in the church.
All right.
Why? Because the church is a hospital. We've always heard this being said, that it's where sick people come. Because we're coming to seek healing, restoration, and all those things. And then there's some people who grow up in Christian homes. Their parents may not be pastors, but they grow up in Christian homes, but they may not have a personal relationship with God.
Yeah.
And they're probably depressed or lonely or whatever it is. So even in the church, our gift needs to make sense there as
but well. Won't you be like preaching to the choir? You know, like how you say you preach to the choir.
Yes, in essence, you probably will be preaching to the choir, but I'm a firm believer that I need to go out. Like the Bible does say, go ye into the world. I'm going out into the world with this gift, and that's what you're doing as well, Asaph. But my home church also. I know, for instance, in my church, there are young girls who are looking up to me.
Yes,
and they're lost. And there are some young girls who are not born into Christian families, but they just heard about our church, you know, and they're coming and they're lost. They're dealing with certain things. So my gift is also helping them there in that church. You know what I'm saying? So I think we need to learn to strike a balance in terms of how we give off our gift to the world.
All right.
Yeah.
And also from the aspect of sometimes the gift may not be like what the people need.
Yeah.
Sometimes the gift is what attracts people to meet you as a person. Now, be like what Lady Chawe was saying, because her parents raised her and in a way that helped her keep her Christian values, know who she is, even when she's on stage and the play won't necessarily be about Christianity or anything like that, but someone will think, I think Lady Chawe is someone I'd like to get close to. Then when they get close to her and see, oh, this is the type of person she is, and that person is won over. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
something
like
that. I think we fail to look at it from that aspect as well, that sometimes as quote-unquote stars, can I call ourselves stars?
Yeah, you are
so
stars.
Like as stars,
you even have an award with three stars. Okay,
whether we're making music or whatever, we're able to shine, and that just brings people closer to find something deeper than just a song or deeper than just a play.
I think we are called to be attractive in our personalities. I mean, there's some celebrities, whether in Africa or in Asia or in the States and stuff, where you look at them and you're like, that person is just ugly. Not outwardly. Inwardly. And
you can feel it.
And you can feel it. True. You see it through their work and you're like, ish, this person has such an ugly aura to it.
Yeah.
To them. And for me, my prayer has always been, I want to be beautiful on the inside.
Yeah.
I want to be attractive. So whether I am acting or whether Asaph is, you know, rapping and you know, he's saying whatever he's saying in his bars and stuff.
Oh, like, you even know about bars? Hello.
Like, can we be attractive on the inside?
All right.
So that someone is pulled to the person that we are. Because if you strip away all the accolades, strip away all the platforms that we've performed on, you know, what remains?
Yeah.
Is it still something that people would still want to be attached to, you know. So that's, for me, that's what I'm always wanting to strive to do.
All right.
To be like, can I be attractive?
Listen, you guys are talking too much, but I think we're gonna take another break.
Yes.
And but if you want to follow these two amazing individuals, you can follow Asaph on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitter, Instagram for now. That's what I know is at the boy Asaph.
Yeah.
And then if you want to follow Lady Chawe on Twitter, Instagram, I don't know about Facebook.
Yeah.
It's a Lady Chawe also on Facebook. Yeah. And if you want to follow me, just in case you like me, you can follow me at GilmoreTEE. And the station is at clipcentral.com. We'll be back soon after this.
Man, I'm in the burg with the weight on my shoulder. Made it through the storm, but I'm still getting colder. Looking for brighter days. We're looking for brighter days. I love my baby girl, never leave her alone, no. Gotta say a prayer for the niggas I know. Looking for brighter days.
Welcome back. We're still with these guys. So this is the last segment we're going to have with you guys. So we're going to make it a bit lighter because you all were preaching. It was too much.
Yeah. It's the question.
It's the question. I mean, let's talk about your messaging. What, your music, what does it carry most of the times? I mean, because hip-hop, we know hip-hop is about the F, is the MFs.
Yeah.
But what's your messaging in your music?
For mine, I rap about life.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about what's happening every day in life. And I'm one of those people who loves to present a relatable message,
all right,
so that the listener can hear that can hear themselves in my music,
yeah,
or hear someone they know, or just hear a story that they think, yo, you see what I'm saying?
But isn't that beautiful when someone can relate to your work,
yeah,
or someone sees themselves in you?
It, for me, it really shows me that in life, we're actually all connected, more connected than we think we are.
Mm.
We all go through the same things. It's just because maybe we don't speak to each other as honestly as we should.
Yeah.
So for me, my main
thrust.
Yeah. My main thrust when making music is to be as honest as I can, as down to earth as I can, and just help people experience the raw emotion that I had, because they can relate to it, they can learn from it, they can be inspired by it. So
is it the same for you, Lady Sharp? Because you also write,
you
do a lot of poems, you act, you're like everywhere. But is it the same in anything that you do actually?
Yeah, it's quite similar. For me, everything has to be heartfelt.
Mm.
Even if it's a role that I'm being given for a movie or for a play, it's I have to find what Chow would do as that character, something that is authentic and real, and obviously give what the director wants. So even in my poetry and in my music, everything is heartfelt, everything is real, everything is about what either I've experienced in life or what I'm seeing around me. And just for me, I just want to bring a message of you're not alone.
Yeah.
In life, you know, you're not alone. And I probably have felt what you have felt. And I want you to know that.
Yeah.
So that if ever you want to speak to someone, at least you can say, I want to speak to Lady Chawi, because I believe she has gone through what I've gone through and can
so
help
can
me. And
you.
We can relate. And I feel that's what, as I hate to use this word, as celebrities, because that's what we are.
Oh, yeah.
That we have that role to play.
Well, I'm not
well.
One, but hey, they are.
No, well, it's okay. One day.
One day is one day.
One day is one day.
All right.
Yeah, so in essence, everything is heartfelt. And why I love the fact that you chose me and Asaf today is because I connect with Asaf so much. And
no, I was actually sitting here thinking, how come we haven't worked together?
I know, right? Like, we need to do something.
Yeah,
and Asaf, for me, like in his, sorry, I'm taking your job, but in his album, 25, there's one track that speaks to me like at any time of my life. And that's Brighter Days.
All right, maybe we might play that. Maybe.
If you do, I would love you for
Brighter
an extra
days.
Day.
But which one is that? Is that not one of my favorite songs?
I think it is. It should be. Brighter Days. Yes, that one.
Exactly.
That's my song.
So that jam is everything, and it's just a reflection of the person that he is. Mm. That
making me shy now.
No. I'm speaking truth here. He's a real person, guys. Like,
oh, is he? Okay.
Everything that he says in his tracks is coming from a place of realness.
All right.
And I believe that's what music has to be. Mm-hmm.
So we like realness, but though in today's
society
and art, we like realness. Yeah. So you hardly bump into someone who says, let's go and eat pap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We have to go
fast.
Everyone else is like, oh, let's do champagne.
Yeah.
Let's pop bottles.
Yeah. Let's go out.
Bottles way.
And that's not, I mean, that's life for some other people.
Mm.
Let's not take it away from anyone.
Yeah.
But I will always be grateful for the moments where, I'll use you as an example. When, Gilmore, when we're in H-Town some years back and we're with Mbo, we went and had pap.
It was dope.
Like, here are the loud Ndebele people making so much noise. In Harare, surrounded by Shonas, and we didn't care.
And we met so many people
that
day.
We met so many people that time. We just walked into studios and we recorded and we just met, you know, Harare stars and everything. And that was, for me, what friendship is, what realness is, where we got to share where we were at in our lives in that moment. And so, yes, for those who are thinking, is Gilmore claiming? No, he's not claiming.
We really are friends.
Because we do life together. And that's why
we ask each other for airtime if we're broke.
And fuel money now.
Yes, now. Listen,
fuel money getting there.
Yes, we're getting there. Asaf, you're very active on social media, on Twitter and on any social media, rather. You're very active. And I'm assuming that's how you got your votes to win this award. I recently saw a tweet by by this young lady called A_Freaking, mm-hmm. where she was saying that she's currently the African curator.
Yes, yes.
And she's talking about how she was abused, mm-hmm. Laura, and how she was abused in the industry. And she even hashtag Me Too. Mm-hmm. And for me, that was really sad. So we tend to have these people in the industry that we look up to, but then in turn, they were actually, they become abusive to us.
Yeah.
But then what's the role that then on social media on protecting young people of such things? Because those things exist. Enjoy a social media gig. Mm. Like, you're always on it.
I think it's like what Lady Chawa was saying. When people know that you're a real person, you must be approachable to people in those situations. Yeah. Obviously, because everyone was like, yo, let's name and shame. That would be the best thing to do. But some people might not want to do that. Some people want to approach you in quiet and let you know. So I think on social media, if my goal sometimes is just to be as friendly as I can with people, because you never know what people are going through.
I've had people
DM me and say, you know, there's this song that you did. Now imagine if I am the quote unquote celebrity. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I don't have time to listen to someone who has been affected by a song that I made.
Yeah.
So I think with situations like what Laura is in, more of us on social, that's why I'm happy she tagged you, because she knew that you're someone. You see what I'm saying?
No, because
we now need more people like that.
Yeah.
And then when we are like that, now we now need to do something about it.
Yeah, we need to do something now about it in the industry, because already you guys are role models in your own spheres of influence, and people look up to you whether you like it or you don't. Mm-hmm. There's people that look up to you guys, and then you have a role to play, because we can't just let things like that happen in the creative space.
We can't let them slide. And I think people also need to realize, in as much as we can't let certain things slide, we are also humans.
Yes.
So I know some people will be like, I probably met Chawa this one time and she probably gave me a cold shoulder, or I met SF and he wasn't even feeling like talking to me. It happens.
Yeah.
Like, it happens. And it's not because we want to do that. Sometimes we're also going through stuff in our own lives.
But people don't realize that.
And people don't realize that we are just as human as you are.
Yeah.
And maybe they don't realize that we probably go to our rooms at night and we cry until we fall asleep because things are not working the way they should.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not saying this to justify anything, but also to understand that in as much as I need to be approachable, you also need to have a certain element of understanding to be like, hey, this person is probably having so much on their shoulders. And they have so much on their plate. How can I also be of service to these people?
Mm.
Because you don't want a situation, thank God we're in a country or in a continent where we don't have a lot of people who overdose and have suicide as artists and everything because we have something that is grounding us.
Yeah.
But God forbid we get to that place, because a lot of artists also are struggling with certain things.
Yeah. I think depression is real, especially in the creative space.
I think also as like artists, we just need to have each other's backs as well. We just need to.
And so fighting, like you and Calvin.
Yeah, stop it. Stop it, man.
I can't speak on that. I'm not gonna speak on that.
Right. But your messaging, let me just leave you to say it, and then I can come back to the COVID issue.
Alright, cool. Yeah, I think as artists, we just need to have each other's backs. Because we, for Lady Chawa speaking like this, the only person who might understand is someone who is in your position.
Exactly.
So don't hide yourself from people.
Yeah.
That's, and going back to about the people when they need help from us.
Mm.
That's why we need more of us.
Yeah. We need more of us.
It can't be only Lady Chawa.
Yeah.
You get tired. Yeah. Can't that's be Gilmore true. Only.
Yeah.
You get tired.
So yeah.
But then on a day when you can't, he can. Gilmore can. On a day that Gilmore can't, I can.
So
I guess it's just us presenting even that support system to our audience as in unity, to say this is us.
But how often are we united as a front, as creatives? Because now we're going to come to your beefs and fighting. In hip-hop, it's a huge thing that people have to fight. I mean, do you always have to have a beef with someone?
No, not really. It's just that it's complicated when we're especially when we're talking about hip-hop, because hip-hop is part of the culture.
Okay.
Unfortunately, beefing.
But is that real stuff or that's PR?
It depends. Well, that's why for me, I'm so feeling awkward about it, because with me and Calvin, it's real.
Really?
That's one thing.
So you and Calvin are actually like on each other, like.
And it's like the crazy thing. It's not that even we don't like each other, but then because of certain circumstances around us, there's just an awkward elephant in the room.
Okay.
Every time we're together. So.
Aren't you like both the elephants in the room, actually?
No. No.
I'm just saying.
But it's just crazy. But unfortunately, it's because it's hip hop. But I think what you, when you're going back to, it comes from us now having genuine relationships.
All right. All right.
Because the vibe now is really good because we genuinely know each other.
Yeah.
You can't save the world with strangers. Even in the movies, they start off as strangers, arguing, but the minute their relationship is formed, they're unstoppable.
You see
what I'm saying? Yeah. So I guess it goes back to before we can go to the public and say, this is us, we are the artists here to help you. Yeah. Let's go and sit at Hayfley's for a drink.
Yeah.
Let's go, come to my house. I come to your house, that type of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we are building each other strong, that's when we're able to be more effective. That's what I think.
He just dished the question by actually being positive.
He was so clever.
That's diplomatic. And now we can take it to Heart Talk with Chamisa Wise.
And I'll handle that.
And you can handle it well. With the awards, they just happened now, so let's get a little bit more interesting now. Who do you think deserves to win, and who do you think should not have won the award?
Yo, come on, no.
That's tricky.
Like on Twitter, there's people that are shouting or screaming, saying the photography award. Mm-hmm. Why did it go back to Mcleany? Why didn't it go to Charleston?
Yeah.
Why didn't it go to the other guy whose name I don't know, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. I know him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, which awards for you were interesting? Okay, rather let's say that. Because you don't want people to be taking you also saying, why were you saying shade?
You know what, guys? Like, it's the BAAs are so different from any other national awards that we have in the country, like the numbers. Because the majority of our awards are based on votes.
All right.
So every category has a voting system as compared to the numbers where it's just like the song of the year or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately or fortunately, it all bottles down to the number of votes that you got from the public.
Yeah.
You know? So if your favorite didn't win, it's like what we're going to say after the elections.
Mm.
Did you vote enough?
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
All right.
And I for one, I think because my mentality when I got into the awards this year was the nomination in of itself
is something
that I can ride on.
Mm-hmm.
And if the person who was nominated is not throwing the shade, and you as the fan are throwing the shade,
if the person
who was nominated didn't throw shade and actually congratulated the winner, I think we need to take a leap from that.
Yes,
that's maturity in of itself. And they are probably realizing that this nomination is something that I can use to propel me further in my artistry. Because guys, believe it or not, an award doesn't mean you've made it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing I said to Larry backstage when I got my award, that this award doesn't mean that as Lady Chawa I've arrived. Mm-hmm. I actually haven't.
Mm-hmm. But then you might be like my brother here who was answering the phone saying,
I think it depends on who I'm answering the phone.
You know, not the crazy, actually the craziest thing. Sometimes I feel like I don't know how to react because people around me are so excited.
Yeah.
So excited. But I know how much work still needs to be done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's hard for me to live in that that thin line between being happy for what I've achieved, but realizing that, my guy,
you still want more.
There's still lots of work.
It gives you pressure.
I think it gives you pressure because now you are not deemed an award winning something, right?
Like some of us in this room, besides
and then now your next production that you do, your next album
fire.
That you do has to be on over the top.
Yeah.
Literally, because now, I don't know, that's how I see it, that now I need to work even harder. Mm. Not because I want to maintain being an award-winning person. I'm an award-winning person until I die, now that I've got an award, you know?
Yeah.
But just to even prove to the naysayers that there is a reason why I got it.
Mm.
You know, it wasn't a fluke. It wasn't by mistake.
All right.
Right? But also to to prove to myself and to tell myself that you have not arrived. I'm only going to arrive when I'm dead.
Yes. Okay. All right. Listen, okay, acknowledgements. How often do we acknowledge each other in the creative space? And how? What does it mean to you when someone who's a fellow creative acknowledges your work? Because I feel like that's something that we lack in today's world, where if you have done something, I will not even send you an SMS and say, brah, well you done. Killed it.
Yeah.
Lady Chawe, come on, you were fire. Yeah. How important is it when someone who's a fellow creative acknowledges you?
Hey, especially when they're not part of my field, it's amazing. I like it, especially in this city, because hip hop is like that in the corner type thing. But then with Mqini, I'm working closely with him to do a couple of things in the city. So whenever he says you did good, as someone who's not really a hip hop fan, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. So it's really exciting. I think it also comes, like what we said at first, comes from the relationships. Because people are not just going to congratulate a stranger. So I guess it just goes back to those things. Us just coming out of our little shells, our little corners, and interacting with each other. That's how it is.
Coming out of your show, what next for you now that you've won an award, Lady Chawe?
I'm gonna keep working, guys.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep working. I'm working on a book, my second anthology.
So you just heard she's working on a book. Have you said anything else?
No.
Yeah, it's all right. So we'll write, so when the book comes out, we'll say she told us that.
Yeah, told you guys first. Yeah. So I'm working on my second anthology, and I'm getting into studio to record a poetry EP as well, because I believe I probably have lagged in that area where my work is not easily accessible and people just don't know where to find my poetry.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm trying to better myself in that area. And definitely, you know, when writers and directors call me up, I'm ready to work. I'm ready. And of course, getting married soon.
Oh, ooh, she's getting married soon.
Putting that out there, guys. I'm not
she's
available.
Off the market.
I'm not single. Definitely off. So big shout out to you, Mqini.
And I've been checking you out this whole time.
Oh,
gangster. But it's okay. It's okay.
On your speech when you're receiving the award, you said you are ready to work. Let's talk about endorsements. Is it something that you're pushing for this year and the years to come?
Yeah, it's something I definitely am. Because I'm excited. I'm really excited. I told them I'm ready to work.
Are you ready to work?
Yes, I am. But what I'm ready to work on what I believe in.
All right.
So I'm really hoping that whoever wants to come on board can find something amazing in what I'm already doing, and we just combine and boost it. I don't want someone who's going to come and now change my.
Oh yeah, no, change.
You see what I'm saying?
Direction,
yeah.
And everything
you see what I'm saying? So I'm really purposeful, and I really know where I want to go. I've seen a vision that I want for this city.
Come
so
on,
I just
Ash.
Want. To work with who's working.
For the entire country, Zimbabwe.
But we start here.
Yeah,
we start here. I don't want to overwhelm myself. I don't want to overwhelm. I'll deal with that in future.
In future.
Right?
And by the way, guys, I'm the page boy at Lady Chawe's wedding, so I'll be sharing the pictures because I have my flower girl and she's so cute. So I'm just walking down the aisle with her. And just root out for me so I do my best on that wedding, yeah?
Yeah, otherwise it's fine.
Guys, so thank you so much for making time, because these people are busy.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much for making time.
Thank you.
But where do we get a hold of you? Because I know where to get a hold of you. I mean, I can send you a WhatsApp. But how do I get a hold of you, ASAP?
My Twitter. I'm most active on Twitter. The Boy ASAP. ASAPH. The Boy ASAP.
Right. And Miss Chawe. Yeah, she's gonna be known as Mrs. very soon.
So across all social media, you can find me at Lady Chawe. Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook. What's that one? LinkedIn. Lady Chawe.
Yeah.
So everything is Lady Chawe. Even on YouTube, I'm Lady Chawe. So it's TSHAWE, in case you were wondering. And Lady for just being a lady.
Thank you so much. But they're not going anyway. So you can get a hold of us on our social media platforms. They gave you out the Twitters, and you can also use the hashtag GTEE vibe. So we'll be back with them as we shut down the show. Just these last few seconds before we go to Anil, who's on standby. So don't go anywhere. Let's talk about the fashion, actually. This is like a fun thing.
The fashion.
The fashion at the awards.
Ah, Gilmore, this reminds me of Not So Funny with Lady Chow.
How was the fashion at the awards? Guys, the stage, the performances. Of course, you performed. But just everything. What was the most outstanding thing for you at the awards?
The most outstanding thing for me was... Donna's outfit. Really? There's something that Donna wore.
The green. The green velvet. Yes. With the little I like yellow.
I like that a lot. Miss T as well had an interesting
outfit. I thought she was fire. Miss T was fire.
Had a nice outfit too.
I have to shout out to my girl, Umbo. She rocked that dress. It was
amazing.
That dress was everything. That was a Sandra. What? Susan Haynes.
She's an award-winning.
Oh, that like dress was life. Uh-huh. It was beautiful. The detail. It was just awards.
That's gorgeous.
It looked like money.
And then there was the lady who got the best dress.
Zana.
Mm-hmm. That dress. It was oozing elegance.
Right.
And it was oozing like
queen.
Princess. She represented what Bulawayo is in that one outfit. Mm-hmm. It was modern with our whole Singaban Debele type of vibe.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And then on the gentleman, Mbazo, was rocking like a red tuxedo.
I
was like, this Malawian guy is what is rocking a red tuxedo. That was actually quite cool. I don't know. That's the person that stood out for me.
Yeah.
Yet again, because he was my boss. You were also looking great.
Yeah. Oh yes. By our table, someone did mention that. Oh, Gilmore suit is.
Yeah. It's
cool. Oh, thanks. Shout out to Timbani Mochwa. Yeah.
Oh, that was a Timbani. Timbani all the way.
Funny enough, I had another suit. Actually, I was gonna wear like a blue suit, but then in my mind, I'm always thinking everyone is just gonna look blue.
Exactly.
Black.
Yeah.
And I was like, so I never changed. I was meant to go change, but I was like, nah.
That was
the
beautiful.
There.
That was beautiful.
No, thank you. The stage for me was cool.
Yeah.
The opening act though.
The choral music. Guys, that was so nice. That was so nice. It was really lovely. It was different.
It was different.
It was very different. Cool. Not what we're used to. Mm-hmm. But it was a beautiful opening, and just them, the dancers doing contemp with a mixture of traditional dancers to choral music, to live choral music. So shout out to the Bulawayo choristers for that one.
Yeah.
You know what just gets I'm the way we are so excited about it, and it didn't start on time.
Yeah.
Imagine when it starts on time.
Yeah.
Imagine how much of an amazing event it would be
if it starts on time.
And if the pizza time. Was hot as well.
The chicken in was chicken enough.
They had chicken in?
We had chicken.
We had chicken, which was very cold. But hey, listen, at least it was like in the 90%. And I think for me that we're looking forward to next year.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm looking forward to being invited next year to doing more work there.
More awards
for you
more
guys.
More categories.
More food at her wedding. Hopefully she invites us to her wedding.
Yeah.
Definitely, guys.
All right.
Gilmore, shout out to you for doing such incredible work.
Oh, thank you.
The Gilmore T vibe.
Yes.
I mean,
she's just trying to suck up to me.
No, I listen to it. I'm a fan.
Thank you.
So yeah, great. And also, because ASAP has been talking about relationships and just supporting each other, so I'm just giving you a shout out. Great work that you have done. It's okay.
You.
I don't have to.
But thank you so much, guys, for joining me. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, here on the Cliff Central.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can live stream on www.cliffcentral.com. And you can hashtag GTWE vibe. You can tweet at the boy ASAP. You can tweet at Lady Chawe. You can tweet me at Gilmore TWE. I have to make way for the next show. So until next week. Same time, same place.
Man, I'm in the burg with the weight on my shoulder. Made it through the storm, but I'm still getting colder. Looking for brighter days. We're looking for brighter days. I love my baby girl, never leave her alone, no. Gotta say a prayer for the niggas I know. Looking for brighter days. We're looking for brighter days. Na 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 na. Looking for brighter days. We're looking for brighter days. Na 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 na.
na 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 na. Looking for brighter days. We looking for brighter days.
CliffCentral.com.